I've lived in Canada all my life, along with my siblings, and I've seen a variety of cultures that are often mixed with Western aspects, but even though I love it, my background is Vietnamese. My parents are born and raised in Vietnam, which is dissimilar compared to mine. As a result, there was a barrier of understanding in my family because I never got to see what it was like to experience living in Vietnam. For example, my parents would joke about our ethnicity at home. My family owns dogs, and there was a time when we would talk about what would happen if my dogs died one day. My dad told us that we would eat them instead of bury them. I was shocked, but I wasn't sure if my mother and father were being serious. When I visited Vietnam for the first time to visit my relatives, I saw how different it was compared to Canada. In Vietnam, I saw cows roaming around the neighborhood and motorcycles that were being driven more often than cars, since the streets were overpopulated by buildings and people. The food in Vietnam was delicious and authentic. Cheap street vendors would sell pho, a noodle dish, and banh mi, a Vietnamese sandwich. Sometimes there would be markets that sold live animals and kill it in front of the customers if they wanted to, since they believed that the fresher the ingredients, the tastier it was. This would never be seen in Canada. After going to Vietnam, I learned more about my parents and myself, and that is why I would like to talk to someone who has lived in an environment unlike mine and how it had impacted them. With that said, I will be interviewing Ruben Chung, who has spent 14 years in Singapore. My name is Angelina Nguyen. It is November 25th, 2018, and I'm with Ruben Chung. Ruben, tell me briefly about Singapore, since I know that a lot of people, including myself, don't know anything about it and where it is located.
So Singapore is just below Malaysia, and it is right on the equator. And I do understand that not many people know about it, because it's a very small country for a country. It's so small that in the past, Singapore would actually be marked with a little red dot on a map, and that would give it its nickname, the Little Red Dot.
How populated and developed is this little red dot?
Now, despite Singapore's size, it is very developed. Being one of the most expensive countries to live in, Singapore also has quite a big population with people from all over the world living there. I'd say this is due to Singapore being a popular trading port in the past. It attracted a lot of people from other parts of Asia, like India, China, Malaysia, and Indonesia, and made the country who it is today.
How old is Singapore?
So Singapore is a very young country. It is 53 years old. Isn't that crazy? The interesting thing is that 53 years ago, when Singapore left Malaysia, so it was once part of Malaysia, it had managed to go from a third world country to a first world country in one generation. Incredible, isn't it? And due to our former Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew, that's all on his part.
Is Singapore as diverse as Canada?
So, for sure, I'd say it is definitely diverse. In the past, it was trading port, like I said, and attract a lot of attention. So from parts of all over Asia, India, China, Indonesia, you know, people come and they would live in Singapore to work there. So that really did expand Singapore's population, and without a doubt really did aid in Singapore becoming a successful country. So I'd say, you know, with Singapore's success, it's become a great attraction to foreigners, and, you know, a lot of people end up living there. It's become very diverse now. My mom's family is from India, and my father's is actually Peranakan, which is Malay Chinese. So yeah, it's very diverse.
Is there anything special about the culture?
Oh, most definitely. I like I mentioned before, that combination of different Asians together in Singapore, it became like this super culture that resulted in like different kinds of influences from different cultures. it kind of like fused together in some way, and it really, it's beautiful. These different people with different beliefs and backgrounds, you got Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, all living together in harmony. And where do you, like, in especially in today's age, that is just fantastic. Besides that, the mix of culture and it just created the best food you could ever think of. Singapore has these massive food portions with different types of authentic Asian delicacies that you could find just anywhere in neighborhoods, that we would call them hawker centers. Think of them like street food, street side food, like you'd find it at corners and whatnot, but like indoors at a dedicated place.
Do you have a favorite dish?
Oh, definitely. As much as I love all the other foods in Singapore, my absolute favorite is one of Singapore's most popular and well-known, the chili crab. Oh, it's a whole crab cooked and dunked in a very generous amount of chili pepper paste. And this sauce with eggs broken into it, it's so good. It's usually served with golden mini buns, so you could scoop up the sauce that you left over.
Must seem like you like it. Were there times where you didn't?
Well, yeah. I guess every good thing has a downside, and in Singapore, the people in the society are just constantly hardworking. And, you know, that kind of behavior is a norm in Singapore. It creates this kind of sense of competition in literally everything, and it makes it really stressful to live in. Well, regardless of that, you know, it does have its benefits, being very efficient in getting things done, and as well as their achievement for being one of the highest rated education systems in the world. But yeah, it is stressful to live in an environment like that, especially for me.
Would you say that this culture really had affected on who you are?
Oh, without a doubt. I feel as though, you know, my time in like the experience in Singapore just made me who I am today. Even though I really do hate how intensive the education system is and the constant sense of competition that's in everything, those values still stick with me, and it helps me to stay ahead of things. I use those values in my everyday life to this day, and having that value as a person, it really helps me to stay ahead of things in school, work, and just behavior in general. It helps me to stay focused, especially here in high school in Canada.
I learned a lot about Singapore and how you change living there. Also, I realized that people who are raised in a society respond differently in a different environment. For me, I lived in Canada and I never really had to work hard at it. At a young age, you, on the other hand, had to really work hard, which made me feel like I had a relaxing, free-flowing childhood compared to you. However, you thought it was normal. So thank you, Ruben, for your time.